begin the interview. First of all, today is, May 27th, 1988?
Right.
And I'd like you to tell me a little about yourself, when and where you were born.
Born in Uri, Wyoming. That's 3 miles from here. And I lived there till I was about six. And I moved up the canal about 6 miles and I've lived there ever since. My house is there now, my present residence. Of course, I lived in railroad houses too, over in Carter. That's in Uinta County, but also down in Hennifer, Utah for 2 or 3 years. And Bitter Creek, that's Sweetwater County. And Granger, that's just barely out of Uinta County, just a couple of miles.
So you think for the majority of your life, the vast majority of your life, though, you've lived here in Uinta County?
Yes.
I see. Okay. Now, I forgot to ask you, what's your name?
Ted.
Uh-huh. Are you related to any famous?
Oh, yes, Jacob.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Yes.
I know a little about that. Maybe you could tell me some about that.
Well, he settled down. Well, he didn't never settle. He was an apostle for, made an apostle by Brigham Young to the Indians. Mm-hmm. I guess you knew that. And lived down there at Santa Clara. In fact, one of his houses up there on the side of the hill. Have you seen that?
No.
At Santa Clara. And my dad went after Utah, because my dad was a Hamlin too. And didn't make them, but he encouraged them to make that a historical site, and they did, at the house of Jacob Hamlin's. And he did a lot of good for the West and the Mormon Church by always being at peace with the Indians. And when he was a young man, they had a fight with the Indians up around Tooele. He lived there first. And he had a Indian, young Indian, brave in his sights. He was going to shoot him. And something said to him, or he thought or something, if I let this Indian go, they will never kill me. So that's what he did, and they never did.
Pretty smart. Pretty sharp. Now, could you tell me a little bit about your parents?
Yes, they were born in Minersville, Utah, Beaver County. Both of them were born there, and they come out here in 1896, out to the Bridger Valley. They was first going to settle in Manila, but there was pretty good ground over there. It was pretty steep and not much of it, and the canal was expensive. They'd already built the canal. So they come out here, you know, what they call the lower bench, that's north of Lyman, down in there, and they bought a canal, bought the whole thing for pretty cheap, and homesteaded, and some Hamlin's down there yet.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
So why did they decide to come here?
Because of the canal, price of that canal. Well, why they left Minersville, because there wasn't room down there for to make a living. Just that little Beaver Creek, I think they call it. And they just had one big field, and it didn't amount to much. So they just was crowded out to make a living.
Now, I talked to some other people this morning, and they had mentioned that their families had come from Minersville, too. Was it advertised or something?
Well, not much. There's about 7 or 8 families come together. So that's how they come out here. And most of them, well, us young ones, second generation, we couldn't stay here much because there wasn't enough here for us to do. We had to get out and get work.